Recently, we met Cara Darmody and her dad, and you may recall she sat the Junior Cert maths exam to raise money for much-needed autism services. Well, we kind of felt she deserved something nice, so we sent her to see the School of Rock show. It's on at the Bord Gáis and stay in the Hard Rock Hotel. And she is here to tell us all about the show, and her dad's here too. Hi, lads. How are you?
Good morning.
Well, I can't get rid of you. You're into the show, eh?
We're in a rock house today. We have a lot of gossip to tell you.
Oh, listen to me. I'm dying to hear about this show. I'm off to see it tonight at the Bord Gáis.
Yeah.
So, Cara, how was the show?
This is just for a short summary, very quick. There were so many life lessons, and it's just like if you will not regret seeing it. That's the short summary, just to get you introduced to it. Like you will not regret it.
Okay.
You won't regret it.
Can I ask you, Cara? Were you do you like going to see shows?
Yeah, I suppose I like going to see shows, but I suppose like when I was young, like I was kind of just too young for it.
Yeah.
But then with COVID, I wasn't able to either. So like now, like I'm able to go to shows. So that was like, I suppose it was just so good, like to like go to Dublin and I'm missing school today.
Oh, don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody, Mark. Don't
They're
tell
listening
anybody.
In our
She's
film.
Not well. She's not well. Was that your first time at the Bord Gáis Theatre?
Yeah, it was, and it was so good. I want to go again.
Oh, well, that's good to hear. Okay, so what is the show? What's it about? Because I've never seen the movie. I'm going tonight. What's the story?
Well, the story is that there's this guy called Dewey, and basically they need they need a substitute teacher for a couple of days.
Okay.
And they accidentally rang Dewey, and they said that they needed Mr. Schlievely, and that they needed him to take the job. But then Dewey heard that he was going to get €950 a week, and so he took the job instead.
Okay.
But he didn't know how to teach or anything, so he came into the school the next day and he didn't know how to teach, and he had to teach a class full of geeks. So then instead of doing books and all that, he got rid of all the books, he got rid of all the gold star things and all that, and then he got rid of all that kind of stuff, and then he started teaching the class music, and he basically set up like this band, and like they went against like other bands and all that kind of thing. And they
School of Rock.
School of Rock.
Mark, what was the music like? Tell
Unbelievable.
Me.
Unbelievable. Look, high energy.
It was original. It was their own music. They made the music, but like Dewey, like to be honest, like he's just a guy who like lies in bed all day, and he's a little bit of a slob, to be honest. Not being mean, but like he's a bit of a slob. But then he decides to come up with the School of Rock, and then they have to go against like loads of like other bands and all that. But we're not going to give away too much.
Okay,
don't give away too much.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm going tonight. I'm excited now because I didn't really know much about the story. So thanks for that.
Yeah.
Did you have a favourite moment?
My favourite moment was probably the moment where all the kids came together and they said that the adults weren't listening to them, because one of the life lessons in it is that like kids need to follow their dreams, and like because parents always tend to see kids but they don't hear them, and if a child wants to be an artist someday, you have to listen to that and make it happen. You can't just say, oh, you can't be an artist. You have to listen to them. You know?
Oh no.
But another thing I noticed is that Dewey's like really high energy.
Yeah.
Like he's so high energy. I don't know how he does it, like.
And he has to do that every night on stage as well. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, and even the kids, like, they are so high energy, like. They didn't do anything wrong, like.
Are you worried now, Mark? She's going to turn around and want to be an actress?
She's going to be a rock star now.
She'll
be there like drumming thing. To be honest, I was actually tired watching them at the stage last night.
Oh,
they were
really?
So high energy. I was actually exhausted watching them. How would they come back again tonight to do it? I don't know. And again. Yeah, fabulous.
Is this a show for, you're 11, you seem to really enjoy it. Is it a show for all ages?
It is, because you're looking at like there was 12 kids on stage last night, all around the 10 to 12 age bracket. So absolutely it is.
Okay.
I think kids would just be fascinated to see other kids highly talented. So yeah, it was just brilliant.
Well, that's good. Did you dance? Did you have a little dance in your seat? Were you up rocking around?
Well, I suppose we couldn't really dance in the seat because every 2 seconds people are coming in like, oh, sorry, sorry, we need to get in there because we got the best seats in the whole thing of like all the 2,000 seats. We got the best seats. We could see everything. And thank you so much for that, by the way.
I don't mess around when I'm getting tickets, Cara, let me tell you. I don't mess around.
Yeah. And basically, every like 2 seconds, like especially when we are coming back from the 20-minute break and all that, every 2 seconds people will be like, oh, sorry, can we fit in there? Because like we'll be on the edge and everyone will be like down at the very end of, they wouldn't be bothered to climb
to
over their
in.
Chairs. They'd have to scooch in.
They have to scooch
and walk
in.
All the way down. They'd be like, sorry, can we just scooch in there, please? And that, and me, and then Danny one was like, ha, okay.
And you would you like to be up on that stage? Would you like to be up on that stage? Do you ever think?
Oh, definitely. I'd love to be up on that stage.
I'd say so.
Yeah.
I'd say so.
Definitely.
Sorry about that, Mark.
If I ever learned how to sing, I definitely would go on the stage. Of course, I don't think I ever will be able to sing.
Well, listen, you can do anything you put your mind to. Just to remind people, Cara is 11 and just sat the Junior Cert Maths exam for a very good charity to help with autism services in certain schools. Did I see on your GoFundMe page just yesterday that someone made an anonymous donation of €10,000?
Yeah, you did. I did.
That wasn't me, by the way.
Yeah, it is incredible, to be honest. And we have 37,000 euro raised. That's 18,500 for each school.
And you set out to make
It was €100 initially, and that went up to 1,000. We got a corporate donation anonymously of 10,000 euro. So
incredible.
It just showed that she has the capability for next year of bringing in the bigger donation. So we are closing down that fundraiser at the weekend. So for anyone who is considering it, Cara's Extraordinary Maths Challenge, just to have a final look
at Finan.
It. Or Arfinan. Type in Arfinan and it'll come up. But yeah, we were absolutely shocked, Jennifer, by that. We were like to see 10,000 just come in one day was like shocking.
Oh my God,
shocking.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So you had a great time at the show.
Oh,
you've
yes.
got the bug now to go see more shows.
Do rock the
yeah.
house.
Although another life lesson is that like that it's not cool to like win anything or like it's not cool to like to be the best. It's just cool to be cool. That like every person can be cool if they want to, and it's cool to be cool.
Well, I think you're cool, and I think you're cool too, Mark. You're very cool. You're very cool, and I'm so delighted you enjoyed the show. I'm very excited to go and see it tonight. So the School of Rock, just for you guys, it's on in the Borgosh Energy Theatre. Move fast because it's going to sell out. You can go to their website, borgoshenergytheatre.ie. I just want to say thanks again to the Hard Rock Hotel. That's a cool hotel.
They treated her so nice last night. Sorry,
we got
I wanted to say
so
she was treated like
there.
Royalty last night. Yeah, she's overloaded with sweets here today. Absolutely big shout out. Can I just say thank you so much to them, from the manager to the ordinary person working there? They were just so kind to her last night. Yeah,
they're deadly. It's in the heart of Dublin.
Even
it's a great old hotel.
Yeah, even the guy who was giving us the breakfast, he was so nice. He said thank you. Like,
how good is that breakfast?
Oh, you get. Oh, well, I got a toast with strawberry jam. I have to tell you, I think it was the best hotel breakfast I think I ever had. But one more thing about the School of Rock, though.
Go on.
The principal in there was really, really strict. She was so strict, like, she was always pointing her finger at somebody. She was telling the students what to do, and she was always wagging her finger at the students. Unlike my principal's very nice. She would never do that.
What's her name?
Miss Quinlivan. Well, Bree Quinlivan.
Okay, shout out to your school principal who never points her finger, does she? She never does.
Nope.
Giving it up.
No.
She sounds amazing. Well, listen, you're going to have to go back to school tomorrow.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, well.
Thanks for doing the review. We might get you into another one if another show comes in. Would you go up for that?
Oh, yeah. I don't see why not.
Ah, sure. Listen, if you have the time, that's the most important thing.
Oh, I definitely have the time over the summer.
Well, Cara and Mark, thank you so
thank
much for
so
coming
much
in. Thanks
ever.
To the Hard Rock
thank
Hotel.
You.
Thanks to the Borgosh Energy Theatre. I can't wait to see the show now. Thanks, lads. RTE.